Where do things stand when it comes to our local business community? For that, we're joined by Aaron Nelson, who's the president of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. CarolinaChamber.org is the website for more information on the Chamber and Chamber membership. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
It is wonderful to be with you again, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So we're in phase three now. What does that mean for local businesses? What are you seeing out there and what are you hearing when you're talking with business owners and business leaders?
Well, there are several key changes in phase three. You were highlighting some of them. Most notably, it's that Orange County no longer has an order different than the state's order. So Chatham County never issued any local orders different than the state. Orange County, for a period of time, had its own declaration of emergency with its own local rules. But this marks the first time where the county has aligned with the state. And the big changes we're seeing are, as you described, about bars. Bars have been ordered closed. Bars are now able to open at 30% of their outdoor capacity. There's been some question about, is it their outdoor or their indoor? It's about 30% of their outdoor capacity. If their outdoor has never been rated before, that's fine. They can estimate that at 7 people per 1,000. They still need to keep people 6 feet apart. They still need to keep groups no larger than 10. Folks may go inside to place an order, but they can't consume it inside. They'd have to step out. But bars are allowed to expand their outdoor and use space that they had not traditionally used. It also means that you can sit at the counter at Sutton's or at 411 or Top of the Hill. You're now allowed to sit at the bar or sit at the counter again, so long as you keep your distance 6 feet apart. Major athletic events, more than 10,000 people. If your stadium or facility holds more than 10,000 people, you may have up to 7% capacity. So the Keenan Stadium, that's about what, 3,500?
About 3,500, yeah.
Folks will be allowed there. And it also signals that confidence that we are beginning, that the work that we have all done, right, to wash our hands and not touch our face and to wear our masks and to keep our distance and to make good choices has had the positive effect that we desired. And the signal from the governor that it is safe to reengage in, we'll say, safe commerce, right, using all the right protocols. You should feel more and more confident reengaging with local businesses.
In terms of what local businesses have had to do and what they have done in order to kind of innovate and stay open and vibrant and solvent through this, what have you seen that has jumped out at you in terms of businesses kind of stepping up and taking those innovative steps?
Well, everybody's business is a little different, and all their changes are also similarly different. As you know, restaurants figuring out how to do curbside and takeout, particularly with catering falling off and indoor dining being folks who are reluctant to engage in that, folks who had to figure that out, how to reduce their menu to make it a little less complicated and then to work with online both ordering and delivery systems. But many of them have figured that out well. Our hoteliers is a super challenge, right? So they did see some benefit from campus opening and then some from it closing again. Seeing some growth from folks using our healthcare system and folks wanting to do a staycation a little drive distance away. So we're seeing some improvement, but not much. But our hotels have engaged in a cleaning strategy that would impress anybody, both how they stagger the use of the room from and then electrostatic sprayers to the UV systems. You should feel as safe in a hotel room as you do in your own home. Our retailers have struggled really the most. Well, many of them pivoting to online sales as best they're able, doing appointments with businesses. But those that have reopened, like Olmaz Jewelers and others, are seeing the customers are coming in. If you've been to your local pet store recently, you'll see it's reorganized a little bit, but you can reengage. If you feel comfortable in the grocery store, which most of us do, you should feel just as comfortable or more in the local retailers in our community.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, CarolinaChamber.org, the website for more on the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. As we move into phase three, you've mentioned bars, movie theaters also allowed to open back up again. The one kind of big, broad category of business that still can't open is indoor performance venues, and we've got several kind of iconic ones here in Chapel Hill Carrboro. Obviously, Cat's Cradle, Local 506, there's a pretty incredible list. and they're still struggling with not being able to reopen again. What can be done, whether it's from individuals or local government, municipalities, town and county, what can be done to help those venues get through this?
Well, we need our federal government to step up. Uh-huh. The original federal stimulus, the PPP, Payroll Protection Program, and others really helped businesses carry through with no customers and very little revenue. We need to get that passed again, helping businesses like the ones that you described. There is also some new grant opportunities to support businesses that were ordered closed. The governor created an Open Just last week. It's a $40 million fund that is available to pay the rent or mortgage for 4 months for a business that has been ordered closed. So exactly the kind that you were just describing. And they had to have been closed during the period, I think, of April, May, June, July. The caveat is they have to have also paid their rent and their mortgage in order to be eligible. It is reimbursing them for the funds that they expended. If they were not paying their rent, then they're not eligible for this. But check that out at North Carolina Department of Commerce. It's a fund designed especially for that. The federal government is also looking at some solutions for this as well, and looking to put in some specific provisions in the next federal stimulus to support performance venues. And I know that Frank at Cast Cradle and others have been organizing. The thing we can do locally to support them, you can have events there, actually. I think School of Rock just did a live concert from Cast Cradle, which they beamed it out. And then let's make it as easy for them as possible to have events in their parking lots. Parking lots are great places for outdoor concerts. The parking spaces are perfectly striped off 9 feet apart and can make for some outdoor activity as we head into the fall really attractive.
Again, speaking with Aaron Nelson, as we wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know right now?
Well, it's the same that you and I have been talking about now. We're 6 months into this. We have the power to influence this. The federal stuff can feel outside of our control, right? And our ability to control a global pandemic can feel too large for us. But if we double down on local, if we choose to make our own purchases have as much positive local impact as possible, it's still the case that our university and our hospital and our town and our county and the school district and many local businesses continue to pay their wages, which means that Orange County has the wages being paid in order to really direct their spending into the businesses that they care about. I saw a great hashtag. It was use them or lose them. And I'll encourage people to think about that as we're heading into the holidays and we make our choices. We should all make commitments to be buying local.
And again, get more information on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro at carolinachamber.org. More information there about local businesses and how you can support them too. Aaron Nelson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron Kick. I appreciate you.